on the bottom of Tzadik Dalet Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says that a chotzer, that the way Rashi learns, one wall fell down completely. Father, no. The chotzer shnipsus of Mishnah. When Yishtevichu Sera, two walls fell down in the chotzer. Or a bias, that two of its sides fell down. So it's mutter on that Shabbos, because it was mutter when Shabbos came in, but it's also for the future. So Yehuda says, and Biosi says, that it's also all the time, even that for a Shabbos. This is B'maya Skina. How's this talking? When two walls fell down. Elema B'eser, if it's talking where they fell down, only 10 amas, but not more, then my shnomi ruach achas, to omar, to amriyam pishchohu, right, if there's some of the wall left up on both sides, and it only broke down 10 amas and not more, then it's a Pesach. And just like on one side it's a Pesach, on two sides also it's a Pesach. So why should there be a problem? It must be talking where it got broken down more than 10 amas. So it's not a Pesach. That's the case, even if it got broken down one side. It's more than 10 amas, it's a pirtza, and it's you can't carry there. It's the same machloka should be. Omar Rav, Lo'olam Be'eser, talking where it was 10 or less, U'kigon Shenifritz O'Bekeren Zovis, the Pischa O'Bekeren Zovis Lo'avdi Inshi. When it means Mishnei Ruchoseha, it means in a corner, where it affects two sides. The corner. And in a corner, people don't make a Pesach. So therefore, you can't consider it a Pesach, and even less than 10 amos is possible. The question is, how much is possible less than 10 amos? So the Rashba says, anything 4 tvachim or more is already possible in a Keren Zavis. And the Mishnah Berurah brings out a Prima Godim that until an Amma, it's still kosher. Anything an Amma or more in a Keren Zavis is no good. But less than an Amma, even in a Keren Zavis is okay. It's not considered a pirtza. The Mayaskin, the Yitzrich Leila Minkat Mishnei Ruchosea. Why did the Mishnah have to say it broke down in two sides? Elim Abbaser, that it's talking where it broke down 10 Amas or less. Mishim Haki Miruach Achas Lo. The Amirim Pischohu. That's why, if it only broke on one side, we say it's a Pesach, and it's still kosher. Mishtei ruchos of nami, pischo, then two sides be the same thing. The kosoka daritach, mishtei ruchos zuka neged zuka omer, ke umizrach umaru. One opposite the other. This one has an opening less than 10 amas, and this one has an opening less than 10 amas. It should still be a good mechitza. Ke gon shenifritza, ba pirtza achas, she tofesis mishtei ruchosel. Where it says, no, it's talking where it's talking 10 amas or less, but the pirtza is in two ruchos that are connected. The ayin of Bekeren Zavis in a corner. The pischa Bekeren Zavis will have to. The lav urcho, it's not normal to make a door in a corner. So there's two different ways of understanding what it means, pesach Bekeren Zavis will have to. The simple way is, since it's not normal to make a pesach in a Keren Zavis, so a pirtza that's less than 10 amas is considered not a pirtza, but a pesach, Since it's a pesach, it's considered like the whole mechitza is there. And here, you don't normally make a pesach, so it can't be considered a pesach. The Chazon Ish learns differently. He says that normally, why is a pirtza of less than 10 amas kosher? Right? Because that which is standing, it has to be where the amud is maruba min aparot. You have more standing than open. So he says what we do is we consider the standing part extended through that empty part till the end of the other wall. You need, in other words, if it's a why it's considered a pesa. Masha'en Kane, if there's an opening in the corner, if you extend that wall to the end, it hits air. It doesn't hit a wall. Same thing if you extend the other wall to the end. Right? Elamai will consider that opening a Pesach, sideways. In other words, we won't consider this wall going this way, this wall going this way, but this wall and this wall going on the diagonal. That you can't have. Because in Pesach, the Keren Zavis lo osim. So you can't extend these walls on a diagonal, because in order to extend the wall, you have to consider it a Pesach. A Pesach is also a Pirtza. But Lamaisa, if it's less than 10 Amos, we consider the wall extending through that Pesach to the other wall. But where it eats into a corner, if you extend this one this way, it'll hit air. You extend this one this way, it'll hit air. The only way it could be good is to extend them diagonally. But that you can't do, because that's not a Pesach. You need both things. You need a Pesach, and then the wall will extend. But if it's not a Pesach, the wall can't extend. And if what's it called, the wall can't extend the other way either, because it hits air.
Okay.
V'chein bayis shenifrats mishnei ruchosa. You have a house that was, the walls fell down two sides. Versus ma'ishma miruach achas, damirim pitikri yor v'sose. The mice, if the wall only broke down on one side. Here there's a roof above. And the roofs usually have beams to hold them up. So you have a beam, and there's a machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos, how wide that beam has to be. Rashi learns it has to be, what's it called, Tosfos learns it has to be four tefachim wide, and Rashi learns it could be any width. And to say pitikra. And what's it called? Right. And it has to be thick. What's it called? There's a Tosus, what's it called? Tosus Reed that says it has to be a tefach thick. And the Maaseh the Chazon Ish says we don't find that anybody says like that. Poskim, it doesn't have to be, it doesn't have to have any B, any wick thickness. The Tosfos says in Rashi that it has to be a tefach, and the Chazon Ish says the Maaseh min haposkim, we don't find that. There's also another machlokas here, white P, tikri, ori, the sosim works. Rashi learns it's a pasha the din of gurachis. You say that the what's it called, the side of the beam extends down. And Tosfos says it's because it's considered like a Pesach. Just like if you have parts standing and the what's it called, the opening is less than 10 amas, that's a Pesach. So too, if you have parts standing on the top, it's considered like a Pesach what's underneath. So Mishnei Ruchos, no milema pitikri or visose, and two sides you could also say pitikra. So Amri de Rav Mishmei the Rav, Kigon Shinifritz Bekeren Zavis, the Kiruyo Baalachso, the Lekalamemer Pitikri or Visose. So Rashi learns what happens like this. The house also broke two sides means in a corner. In a chinami. If it broke in opposite sides, where there was wall still standing up in the corner, and it's broken on two connected sides, it's still kosher, because you say pitikri yori visosiv on each one separately. But here it broke in a corner, and the roof was slanted, wasn't straight down. So since it broke in a corner, and the roof is slanted, we don't say pitikri yori visosiv. See 1 second why. Shmuel Amar Afilu B'Yesser Me'Esser. 1 second. So let's see first here. Amri Be'Rav Hanami B'Keren Zavis. This also is talking where the house got broken and where the two walls connected in a corner. Afal Gad the Be'Esser Okimna. Right, and even though it's less than 10 Amos, Lo Amrinim Pischo. We don't say it's a Pesach. The Keren Zavis Loavdi. Aye, so let it be okay because of Pitikra. Forget about the Pesach, what's it called, horizontally. Let the Pitikra come down vertically. Mishum Pitikra Nomilo, Gagon Shkiruya Balachso. Right? So, and it can't be good because of Pitikra, because it's talking, Rashi says, where the roof is slanted. Vishipua, Gagon Gagit Shalonu. the lekoteh. In order for the to say the pitikra, it has to be a 90-degree angle. But if it's bishipua, it's slanted, right? The hainu kein or zila, it's like a slanted roof. The amrin bosin pasin, that it's no good. Tosus learns differently. Tosus learns that we don't say pitikra on a horizontal, only where it's straight. And it could be the same thing, because Tosus holds pitikra is because of a pesach. So it can't be a pesach when it's on the horizontal either. It can only be a pesach on the side. Can't be a pesach on the side. Masha ein kein, Rashi who learns pitikra is because of gurachis, so there's no reason why it can't go horizontal, can't go on a diagonal. The only thing is that it's a slanted roof, you don't say pitikra. Okay, Shmuel Amar, afilu b'yeser m'yeser. Shmuel holds that our Mishnah could be talking even when it's more than 10 amas. So Mora says, yichachi miruach achas nami, l'chora, even one side, if it's more than 10 amas, wouldn't be good. So why does he have to say two sides? As Mora says, mishum bayis. No, it had to say the case of, what's it called, of two sides because of the house. Enachanami. In the chotzer, even one side would be no good. Because it's talking where it's more than eser. But in the house, what's it called, you need two sides. One side, even more than 10, would still be okay. Mora says, Ubayis gufei tikshe. Maish nomi ruach achas, damrin pitikri yori v'sosem, mi beiz ruachos nomi, neima pitikri yori v'sosem. According to Shmuel, even the house would be difficult. It's talking more than 10 amas, but in a house where there's a roof, we say pitikri yori v'sosem, so why is two sides no good? You could say pitikri yori v'sosem on two sides also. So in the feel, in the what's it called, the chotzer, right, even one side is possible, and you only said two sides because of the house. But in the house, why do you need two sides? If it's talking more than Eser, then pitikri yori v'sosim, both sides should be good. Why is it no good? The su, mi isle the Shmuel pitikri yori v'sosim. The Shmuel then hold of this halacha pitikri yori v'sosim. The ha'itmar, achsadra b'bika, the oven achsadra in a bika, right, in a valley. Rav omer mutla tanto b'kula. Rav says within that entire achsadra you can carry. Because we say, even though it has no mechitzas, this is how Rashi learns, it has no mechitzas at all. It's totally open. It's one of these pergolas. But it has beams all around. Rav holds it, you say, pitikra v'yori v'sosim, on all of them. But Shmuel omer eima tautin bolav adalavamas. Shmuel considers it completely opened. It's a karmelis. So you can only carry dalavamas. Versus holokasha. Kileshle b'dalad, al b'sholosh isle. This is what Rashi learns. When did Shmuel say you don't say pitikra v'yori v'sosim? If there are no mechitzas, it's totally open on all four sides, then you don't say pitikra v'yori v'sosim. But if it's only open on three sides, and there's one mechitza, this is what Rashi learns, then you say pitikra v'yori v'sosim. So Rashi says, mikoma kom kasha. Why by the house can't we say pitikri yori v'sosim on two sides? You say it on one side, you can say it on two sides. And Shmuel holds that if one side is closed, then it helps. So why over here, right, don't we set it up? It's talking where one side is closed, it's a bias. Can't be that it's all open, it's not a bias anymore. So it must be at least one mechitz is up. And if one mechitz is up, then the other two you say pitikri yori v'sosim. So why did Shmuel say that by the chotzer, it's talking where it's more than Eser Amos, and even one side wouldn't be good? The only reason it said two sides is to make it similar to the house. But by the house, why is two sides no good? Two sides should be good by the house. Where it says, Kedahamri be'rav mishmei the rav, kegom shenifritz be'keren zavis, the kiruya be'alachsam. No, Shmuel gave the same answer that be'rav gave. It's talking where the two sides are in a corner, that's where it's broken, and you don't make a Pesach in the corner, so it's, even though, what's it called, and it's more than 10 amas, it couldn't be a Pesach anyway, I, Pitikra, it's talking where the roof is slanted. So same thing over here, Hachanami, Kegon Shenifritz, Bekeren Zavis, the Kiru, the Arba. Here it's talking where the side is broken down, and the roof was four tefachim also taken away. And therefore, what's it called? You can't say pitikro. See one second, why not? So, and Shmuel doesn't hold it's talking about a slanted roof. We'll see in one second why. Shmuel omar karav alachsen loktani. Didn't say slanted. Right? Doesn't say it's a slanted roof. Kikiruya bi alachso. Mislam is talking about a regular house. A regular house in their days had a straight roof. So it's Mislam talking about a straight roof. There therefore has to be a different reason why you don't say pitikriyori the sose. So Shmuel said the reason is that it's broken on the side, right? And the roof came off dalat tochim. Even if you say pitikriyori the sose, it's not. It doesn't extend the mechitzas because it's too far in. In other words, with the picture.
The picture.
Here. You have. Rashi, just a second. Here, you have the wall went in, it broke, and part of the roof came off. Four tefachim of the roof came off. So, see one second now. That you need four pitikras to make it good. One here, broke off, went in four tefachim. And then, so this whole piece of the roof is broken. So let's see one second what's in any case, so Shmuel holds, Pesach it can't be, and you don't say pitikra because the roof also fell off four tefachim. And he didn't want to say a regular case like Rav did, where the roof is slanted, because usually roofs in their days weren't slanted. And the Mishnah doesn't mention slanted. See Rashi? Shmuel Amar Masnishan Afil B'Yesser M'Yesser. V'lo Mishnah Lei Ela B'Shtei Ruchos, K'nei B'Forish V'Ozol, V'Achotzer Ko Mahadar Shmuel. Shmuel said, Ein Achinami, in the Chotzer, it's talking where it's broken down more than 10 amas, and it wouldn't be good even one side. The reason it mentioned two sides is because of the house. Mishum bayis, deloef shabruach achas, mishum pitikri or visoseh. On one side, in the house, since it has a roof, it will be kosher, even if it's more than 10 amas, because pitikri. So by the house, it had to say that it was two sides. But by the chatzar, even one side wouldn't be good. Where it says, the sue. Me is like the Shmuel pitikri yor v'sosik. The Shmuel hold of this halacha pitikri yor v'sosik. The Mokminin lo masnisim b'yosar me'eser that Shmuel said that the Mishnah is talking where it's more than 10, and therefore in a chatzar even in one side would be possible. The kohomer the bayis lo mitzer, but the house wouldn't be usher if it was more than 10 on one side because it'd say pitikri yor v'sosim of the roof. I've Omer Shmuel Breish Pirkin, Bach Sadra Vabika, Dein Metalkin Bola Barbamos. Shmuel doesn't say this halacha pitikra. He holds by an achsadra, you don't say pitikra. You can only carry four amas inside the achsadra, it's a karmelis. Where it says, no, ki lesle be arba. The mokum shetzorek lasos, arba mechitzos. The stimas pitikra, yori the sosim ki go nachsadra. When did Shmuel say you don't say pitikra? If all four sides are open. And you need to be moderate with pitikra on all four sides, then you don't say pitikra. Tosfos learns this sugya completely different. But we're not learning Tosfos, so this is where Rashi learns. Abba b'shalosh, but if you only have three sides that need to say pitikra, one side is intact. The ha'isaba mechitza kehilchasa. You had one mechitza good. U'pitikra l'shalosh mechitzas machshir. If you had pitikra on three mechitzas, that's good enough. Tosis, nicest problem with Rashi is that in Sukkah it says that even if you have two sides, but they're mefulish, they're opposite each other, even according to Rav you don't say pitikra. According to Shuli Ban Shmuel, according to him even one side is good. But the Rishonim learn in Rashi that in a chinami, that's a mefarish gemara in Sukkah. But Sukkah and Shabbos is different. For Sukkah you need mechitzos nikaros. So you need at least two mechitzas, or the mechitzas connected, or at least three mechitzas to be good. Then you say pitikra. Shabbos, you just need a din of mechitzas. That's good enough. Mikom okom kasha, shtei ruchos amai lo amrinam pitikra, yorav esosa. That's the case. that on two sides, according to Shmuel, you should also say Pitikra, because at least one side is up, otherwise it's not a house. Ushmuel amotzi moki bikirui alachson, dimkein beruach achas mami titzer, holdi osa miyeser. And it can't be talking where the house has a slanted roof, because then no side would you say Pitikra. Even what's it called, since it's more than ten amas. So it can't be good because of a Pesach, it can only be good because of Pitikra. And Pitikra doesn't work if it's slanted roof. Where it says, no, Shmuel would also hold similar to what the Beirat said. The high shtei ruchos b'keren zavis komer. The two sides in the house are in a corner. The kirui of nami, afagav du ayer b'mas nisem, mi boi li lauk me she'enu kishar tikros ela mishupa. Right, you have to say that it's a slanted roof. Right, that's what Rab says, that you have to say it's a slanted roof. L'didi nami, high shtei ruchos chada keren zavisu. I also hold that the two ruchos is where they meet, a corner. Ukigon shenifrit zehakosu min hakirui al pnei kol hapirtsa somach lo b'mizrach uvitzafon chomesh amos lekan barochav dalet amos v'chomesh amos v'od lekan barochav arba. What happened was, it broke 5 amos on this side, and a little bit more than 5 amos on this side, so you have 10 amos, more than 10 amos open. Tosu says, not meduya, because the opening is on a diagonal. And if it's 5 amas on this side, 5 amas on this side, right, then you have much more than 10 amas diagonal. You don't need that much. He says, oh, Doc, he didn't, not important to say his exact measurements over here. And what happened is, because it broke like that, that it was 4, what's it called, Rochav Dalid Amos? Why Dalid Amos? Rochav Arba. Right. Dalid Tvachim. Bach takes it out. Okay. And the pay here is Arba Tvachim. Right. Rochav Arba Tvachim. Okay, that's a mistake in the box too. You say Arba. Okay, it's 4 tvachim. So what happened is the roof also caved in. The roof is not over this Pesach, over this opening, but it's 4 tvachim back. Mamela, what happened is Nimtzukan Arba Pios Shetzorach Liston Pitikra. Because it broke like that, there are 4 corners that you need to say Pitikra. Because it's not a sheer cut that you can have a diagonal. Because Rashi holds you do say Pitikra on a diagonal. You just don't say it where it's slanted. So if it would be that the walls would be broken, what's it called, in a way that it would be a diagonal across, you'd say Pitikra, but it didn't break like that. It broke in here 4 tvachim. So what you have now is one side, then another side out, then another side across, and another side out. It's 4 sides. And Shmuel holds, when there's 4 sides, you don't say Pitikra. Right? It's not that there's no mechitzah around the house, but you look at this as a separate thing. And you have to say Pitikra 4 times to make this area closed in. You don't say Pitikra 4 times. The most you can say it is 3 times. The Ach of Nimtzu, Stimos Halalu, Nimshachos Lefnim, Bechalal Abayas. Meruchakos b'mokom alachitza arba tzvachim lekan v'arba tzvachim lekan v'tzarech liston pitikra arba b'svas mikzoa pirtas akirui ha-mizrachi b'droma misvas ha-mizrachi ulekoso v'chein arba b'svas mikzoa pirtas ha-tifonis. That's what Rashi is saying, just what we just said now in the picture. It's easy to see in the picture. You're going to have to close up this area by making 4 separate pitikras. Loshen Kotzer, now Rashi says concisely, bottom line, what is it? She nifrats b'keren zavis, the kiruyav nifrats b'arba b'rochav lifnim l'mizrach v'chein l'tzofen v'orach pirtas akiri chamesh amos l'kan v'chamesh v'od l'kan. The pirtas is more than 10 amos, right? So, and it's in a corner. And kemidas pirtas akosel, just like the kosel in the Kotzer. Kan arba pios, tikra achas l'mizrach, chomish amos, orko, v'achas orach, arbos, v'achas orach arbos, samuchlo, bedorom, v'or achas l'neged pirtus koslach sfoni, chomish amos orko, v'achas samuchlo, b'mikso mizrachis. V'arba les shmua p'tikra yod v'sosim. Over here, you're going to have, like we said, four, what's it called, pieces of different lengths that you're going to have to say Pitikra. You can't say it's a Pesach because it's in the Karen Zavis. So the only way to be moderate is with Pitikra. If the roof broke evenly, then you would say Pitikra on the diagonal. Not like Tosa says. On the diagonal you could say Pitikra. But Shmuel didn't want to say it's talking about a slanted roof because most roofs were not slanted. And the Mishnah doesn't mention it's something Yotzim and Aklau. So therefore it's talking where it broke in word for Tochim, and now you have a problem that the Tikra is not straight. It's all bent around. And you'd have to say four separate Pitikras that you didn't say. That's how Shmuel learns it. So Shmuel, Lachi Gassin, Shmuel lo amar karav, Allah simultan, Lachi lo ok mi Shmuel be eser. Why didn't Shmuel explain the Mishnah that it's talking where it's 10 amas or less in the Chotzer? Right? It's talking in the corner. Anyway, he says it's talking in the corner. And therefore, even if it's less than 10 amas, it's not a Pesach. And in a chotzer, there's no roof. So it's possible, finished. In the house, it's also talking about a corner. And it's talking less than 10. And it's talking where there's a slanted roof. Like Rav. Why didn't Shmuel say that? Why didn't he say that? Of a curious Charlem Karav, Tobias Tony. Because it says Abayas. Ustaz k'toni stama. V'chol abatim kirui and chalokim. V'lo balachsim. Most houses in their days had flat roofs, not slanted roofs. Hilkach noi nomi the pisch of ohave the kerens of this. Even though you don't say pesach the kerens of this, right? So that would take away that ability for it to be considered closed. Nistam api tikra b'shtei ruchos. Right? In this case, the break, if you didn't learn that it's more than 10, and it's four tefachim in, then you could say Pitikra. Because the break would be straight across diagonally, and on a diagonal, you also say Pitikra, according to Rashi. Ava pirtas hakirui, ikala meimar, detani bayish hanifrats, bayish the kirui of imo. However, when it said bayish hanifrats, usually when the walls fall down, some of the roof falls down too. That's understood. V'shtei ruchos kigon keren zavis, and it broke down in a corner. That's in two different sides. And then it's the richale. The ibaruach achas, because it's only on one side. Afilu nifchas akiri bedalit rochav keneged kol apirza. Da'inu orach yoser mi'eser ein kane l'sholosh bitikra. Even if the thing broke completely, more than 10, and it's four tefachim in, you can only need three pitikras, because the back mechitz of the house is still there. It's only going to be like this. There, there, there. So you need a pitikra here, four tvachim, a pitikra on the other side, four tvachim, and a pitikra 10 amas, more than 10 amas. It'll be okay. So if it only broke on one side, and some of the roof came off, it'll still be good. El shalosh pitikra, achas aruch u'shnayim ktsarim. By three pitikras, where Shmuel holds it helps. So therefore, Shmuel had to say, it's talking where it broke in the corner, and it's more than four tvachim, and then you're going to have what's it called, four pitikras, and that's no good. So that's why Shmuel didn't say like Rav. Because according to Rav, you have to say that the roof was slanted, and that's not the normal case. It should have mentioned it. Why didn't Rav say like Shmuel? V'rav lo omer kishmuel im kein havile achsadra. Right? If l'maish, according to Shmuel's regular case of achsadra, that is, there's four pitikras. V'rav lo tamei, rav by achsadra holds the omer havile achsadra mutu l'talta b'kula. Rav holds you do say pitikra by four sides. So Rav couldn't have said like Shmuel that it's talking where it's not a slanted roof, it's a straight roof. Because if it's a straight roof, you would say Pitikra, even in Shmuel's case, where you need four Pitikras. De Itmar, Achsadra Vabika, Ravo Mermutla Talta Bekula, Ushmul Amri Matalna Bola Barbavas. So therefore, Ravo Mermutla Talta Bekula, Amri and Pitikri or the Sosik. Ushmul Amri Matalna Bola Barbavas, Lo Amri and Pitikri or the Sosik. Right? Why? Because it's four. If it would have been on three, Shmuel also holds Pitikri or the Sosik. Rashi, V'lav Rav Lo Amri Kishmuel, Dim Kain, the Nifritz Akiri Mohen. Rav didn't say like Shmuel that it's talking where the roof also fell off for Tvachim and it's in a corner, and the reason it's no good is because you don't say four Pitikras. The Eshkan Arba Pios, Afilu Vachi, Ikalamemer, Bakula Yoravisosim. Because Rav would hold, in that case you'd also say Pitikra. Doesn't make a difference how many walls you need Pitikra. Dachi Svir Le Bachsadra Biker. Okay, now the Gemara says, Be'eser Kule Amalo Pligin. If it would be an opening of only 10 Amos, everybody holds it would be okay. Because you would say, what's it called, Pitikra, even according to Shmuel, if it's less than 10, if it's 10 Amos or less. Shmuel holds, the only time you don't say Pitikra, in a case where there's, well, you need four sides, right, is where, what's it called, is where it's more than 10 Amos. But if it's less than 10 Amos, 10 Amos or less, even Shmuel holds say Pitikra. Ki pligi b'yesem yesem. Rashi. B'eser kuli amalo pligi de'balak stimas pipikra nami psochim ha'ayim. It should be a Pesach. Right? You would say, what's it called? It's a Stolitosis. Rashi says, if it's less than 10 Amos, then it's a Pesach. And it used, what's it called? But even without the Pitikra, it's a Pesach. Some say just the opposite. If it's 10, if it's more than 10, everybody holds nothing. Even Shmuel, even Rav holds that you only say the Pitikra if it's less than 10 Amos. But if it's more than 10 Amos, you don't say Pitikra. Ki plige be'eser. The Machlokas is only if it's 10 or less. Rashi. You know Rashi. V'chada Omer Rav Yehuda Korah Dalit Matir V'churba Rav Nachman Omer Rav Baravua Korah Dalit Matir B'mayim. Right? That's what's it called, only if it's less than 10 Amos. 10 Amos or less. We'll see, the Gemara's going to go into it, but that's, that would come out that you only say Pitikra if it's 10 Amos or less. Anything more than 10 Amos is you don't say Pitikra.